USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A ruling by the Senate parliamentarian makes it unlikely that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending package will contain any immigration reform. The Hill reporting that Elizabeth McDonough has issued guidance that the plan to include new immigration policy in that package doesn't comply with the rules in a bill going through the budget reconciliation process. Among the reforms in the proposal was a plan to provide 8 million green cards for several groups. The plan is now likely to be dropped from the final bill. And thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Law enforcement officials in Wyoming announced they found a body in a national park they believe could be a missing YouTuber. Chris Barnes has more.
Human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle.
That's FBI agent Charles Jones at a Sunday afternoon news conference where he had to confirm that they had found what appears to be the remains of 22-year-old Gabby Petito in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park. She and her fiancé, Brian Laundry, were seen there together during their cross-country vehicle trip, which they went on together, but she never returned and he did before then disappearing again in recent days. They've been calling Laundry a person of interest. Now that could change with the find of these remains. In our New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes, USA Radio News.
And President Joe Biden will speak with French President Emmanuel Macron to discuss an emerging diplomatic crisis following the announcement of a U.S.-Australian deal on nuclear submarines. French officials say the call will happen in the coming days after the announcement caused anger in the French government. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
In the wake of the Department of Defense's admission that a drone strike in Afghanistan killed civilians instead of a suspected ISIS terrorist, many have questioned how the U.S. will be able to continue counterterrorism operations in the country without any personnel on the ground. Congressman Michael Waltz says that the U.S. military cannot rely on drone strikes without some intelligence assets in the area. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that without the ability for deterrence, the U.S. could face more threats at home.
I've been saying this for months. You may as well call it over the rainbow counterterrorism. It's a talking point. You have to have multiple forms of intelligence to pinpoint the bad guys and be sure that's who's in your crosshair before you take a strike. You have to have people on the ground. You have to have sensors. You have to have signal intelligence, all to double check your work. And we don't have any of that anymore. None of that. It's all been pulled out. When we pulled the troops out, the intelligence left, the contractors left, our diplomats left, and now America is a lot less safe. You have no bases in the region, no local allies on the ground, and now you have an army's worth of terrorist equipment for them to hit the United States again. This cancer is going to spread, and it will follow us home, and sending drones from thousands of miles away isn't going to be good enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.